a little pine tree was looking around the forest and noticing that the big oak trees and the big maple trees all had big, broad, flat leaves. And the little pine tree thought, I wonder why I only have these skinny little green needles on my branches. I wish I had leaves made of pure gold so that I would be the grandest and most beautiful tree in all the forest. Well, the angel of the forest was listening, and in the night granted the little pine tree's wish. And in the morning, the little pine tree was covered with leaves made of pure gold. Along came a man walking through the forest who saw those golden leaves and plucked every single one of them off the branches of a little tree and put them in his pockets and in his backpack and carried them away. Oh dear, thought the little tree. Maybe if I had leaves all made of glass, no one would want to steal them. And the angel of the forest granted the little tree's wish. And in the morning, the tree was so happy because the sun was shining through these clear and sparkling glass leaves. But then clouds came and rain and a terrible wind. And the harder the wind blew, the more those glass leaves clattered against each other and banged against the branches. And pretty soon they were all broken and shards of glass lay all over the ground. Oh my, thought the little tree, maybe it's not such a good thing to want to get more attention than all the other trees. Maybe it would be better if I was just exactly like the other trees. I wish I had big flat leaves, just like the oak and the maple trees. Again, the angel of the forest was listening and granted the little tree's wish. And the next morning, the little tree was covered with soft, tender, juicy, green, wide leaves. And do you know, a goat came along and gobbled up every single one of those leaves. Well, the poor little tree began to cry. If only I could have my green needles back, wished the tree. And for a final time, the angel of the forest granted the wish. And in the morning, the little tree said, I'm so happy to be myself. My branches are covered with shining green needles, and I like them so much better than golden leaves or glass leaves or even those big, fat, tender, juicy leaves. And you know who else is really happy? Was the birds and the little creatures, the mice and the chipmunks in the forest, because in the cold and the snow of winter, it was those thick, sturdy pine needles that kept the small creatures safe and dry and warm. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Find somebody's hand to hold. Dear God, thank you so much for making us just exactly who we are. Help us to discover our uniqueness and the wonderful gifts that we have to share with the world. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.